Thank you for joining us today. It's the Task Force 21 podcast. My name is William, and I'm your host. Yep, I know, I am your host. Amazing, isn't it? I enjoy myself as a host, too. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on for you today. We're going to be talking to the captain of the Achilles and get his take on the Kzinti joint mission that he's heading up, which we've mentioned before in the show. Very, very interesting. We'll also grab What's in Will's mailbox, and I think we have a little bit of fleet news for you today, although I'm not certain if we do or not. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that, let's get to the action. In fleet news today, there's nothing new. There's nothing new other than Romulan went boom. You know, the Romulan story was a very contentious thing, at least on the CO mailing list, and I want to know what you guys think about it. Email me, tg21c@obsidianfleet.net, and we'll do if we get enough responses, we'll do a special, not an interview. We'll do a special broadcast, section. We'll do a special section on it next week about your thoughts and feelings on Romulus. You hate it, you don't, you just want to kill Abrams and his new Trek. You love it. I don't know. Whatever. Just send it to me, tg21c@obsidianfleet.net, and we'll read it on air. We'll see what you guys think of it. I'm really interested because I know that the Shanghai, it was split literally 7-5 right down the middle. Like, yes, no. I actually just had to come in and make the call and be like, okay, We're going to say it blew up, but we're not going to do anything with it. It's just one of those, too bad type things. I guess I would feel different if I had a Romulan character, but I don't, so I don't feel different. Okay, so let's get to some Task Force 21 news today. The Kzinti joint mission is beginning. Oh my goodness, guess what? It's beginning. I cannot believe it because, like I said before, we have the CO of the Achilles on today, and we're going to be looking at it. We're going to say what really needs to happen with this Kzinti joint mission. So look for that news to drop within a few days. I'm not going to say anything more about it, just that it's starting soon. So hopefully your character is on one of these ships, and if not, there are a bunch of great ships, and I'm sure that they would really enjoy your cooperation and your help with that, because, I mean, to be honest, that's what we do. We like to sim, and who doesn't like to sim in a big joint mission battle post type thing? I do. I can't wait for it. Well, I can't wait to actually, like, I can't wait for it to get off the ground. That's pretty much what it is. Right now they have, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ships that are looking that are gonna join, including, the IKS Dama and the IRW Satask. So, you know, guys, come on the show. If you're in the Kzinti War joint mission, come on the show. Give us your opinions on it. We'll definitely get you on, and I want to keep in touch with this. So, that's your Task Force 21 news. I know, not much there, but hey, you know, if you like the Kzinti, then, or if you don't like them, then it's a perfect chance to play one or blow one up. All right, so after the break, we're going to get to our interview, and then we'll get What's in Will's mailbox, and we'll send you off for today. So, we'll be right back with your Task Force 21 podcast. All right, so I'm with Captain Denal, correct?
Correct.
That how to pronounce it? Sweet.
Yes.
Of the Achilles. You guys are heading up the Kzinti joint mission, which we've heard about on this show. And to be honest, I mean, personally, I'm interested in the outcome of it, and I know I'll be watching it very closely. What are you guys doing that's different from every other joint mission out there?
Well, as far as on Obsidian Fleet, this would be the first joint mission that... I'll take that back. We were involved in a joint mission with Deep Space Five here when I first started simming under the USS Freedom. That was a good experience. But this is a little bit on a grander scale. I think there's a lot more involved, more sims. The usual joint missions that I've seen so far has just been one or two, two or three participants. This one has a lot more involvement, a lot more dynamics to it, I think.
All right, so how long will this actually, take to pan out? Because, to me, I mean, some joint missions, they go really fast or they go really slow. And, you know, we were talking about this off-air earlier about how it can either go really good or really bad. And, I mean, I'd just like to know what you think the timeline for this is, and if you think that this is going to come out to be a good thing.
Well, as far as a timeline, I don't know if you've been to the Kzinti site here lately, but I broke down basically the... Yes, there is.
Okay.
it is kzinti.rpgresource.org.
All right.
And... we have just one key mission, which is the war itself, and then it was broken down into four chapters. Now, of course, how long those chapters take to pan out all depends on how the story evolves.
I'll have to get with you after the program here later, and we'll have to discuss this, because this is just awesome, and like we've mentioned before in the podcast, you know, we're looking for ways to expand Obsidian Fleet's participation pretty much across the board in between different sims and characters. So what are your thoughts about how this joint mission will help you do that? Do you think that it'll help at all, or...
I would think so, because the whole premise for the joint mission was, okay, it all grew out of that infamous debate there on the Obsidian CO's list about the whole Romulus situation.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was, and I mean there was a lot of different things, and I don't want to bring all that back up to the forefront again, because that's all done, settled. You know, just let it go.
At least not on air.
Right.
He's not on air.
Yeah. But I looked at it as like, okay, what would happen in reality if a major power took a hit like that? And I just equated it to, you know, just what happens here. The Soviet Union fell. What happened? He had regional powers that came up and tried to reassert themselves.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, who has been held back or... under somebody's thumb, and I just started looking through Trek lore and Trek history, and I was just like, okay, there's the Kzinti. They've been beaten back by the humans countless times. And, okay, I was like, fine, the Federation is involved. And, you know, they're one of the three major powers in Trek. So, they're been improvements in relations with, you know, between the Romulans and the Federation in canon, and, you know, in the latest movies or the earlier movies, and in the series as they, you know, unified a little bit and to address common threats or common goals. So I was like, okay, let's take this next step. Something happens, the Federation's going to jump in. Is okay, here, we're here to help. But on the flip side of that, you have the Klingons out here, and then they're going to try and take advantage of that. They have old scores that need to be settled. So the Federation's caught in the middle. They're trying to help a former foe, someone who is in desperate need, that would only help stabilize the region, improve relations, and then they're trying to hold back a current ally – So their resources are going to be severely strained in providing aid to Romulus and policing their Romulan borders because they just can't do it.
Yeah.
It seems like you're taking a very interesting and novel approach to it. And, well, you know, we'll have to check up on this. We'll have to keep hounding this idea because, you know, if it works, there's going to be a lot of people who are probably going to come to you and say, how did you do that? So, you know, we'll be watching this very closely. And, of course, you know, if you don't mind, we'd like to keep our podcast listeners updated with that. So,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, good. That makes me warm and fuzzy inside when people actually volunteer to do things.
Not a problem.
Awesome. What would you say to anybody who's listening to this podcast who maybe wants to take that step to become a CO? What would you say to them?
Go for it.
Awesome. I don't think I can put it better myself.
The only way you know if you're going to succeed is to try. And whether it's being a CEO or even real life, so much is not achieved because people just don't try.
Yeah.
If you have the slightest inkling of trying to be a CEO, go for it.
To be sure.
I mean, at the most, at the worst, it won't work out, but you'll have that learn from that experience. And then maybe after a little more simming, experience, you try it again.
Yeah.
And who knows, you might, just blow it completely out of the park.
And you know, it's always a good thing with simming. It seems like you need that slam dunk sometimes.
And you do, but one thing else I would also say is don't get being discouraged by a slow month. Because every CO has them. It doesn't matter if you've been doing it for 2 months or, 4 or 5 years. It happens.
It does. And you know, as CEOs, we kind of look at ourselves and go, oh my goodness, what are we doing wrong?
Yeah.
What's happening?
What did I make a mistake? Did I not explain things? And it just happens, And the one thing that we have to all remember is, this is an entertainment.
Yeah.
There are things that take priority over the sim participation. You have real life, you have family, everybody has a job. Or in some cases, they don't have a job. So they have all these real-life scenarios that have to take precedence.
Yeah. Yeah, those are words of wisdom there, my friend. Words of wisdom. So what is your favorite part of simming? Like, just first thing that comes to mind, tell me.
Imagination.
All right.
You get to let the imagination wander. All the what if. I think it's at least I find it entertaining to take a look at the Trek universe and say, okay, how can I put my own little spin on it? How can I take my ship or get involved with a couple other sims maybe on just what are the possibilities? Get together with a couple other CEOs via email, kick some ideas around, and if it doesn't work out to do something jointly, you have ideas to move on as individuals.
Yeah, that's great. So we've made a tradition of this. Is there anything that you want to ask me? Anything at all?
Let's see. Put me on the task the question here. Where do you see your involvement in Obsidian going? Do you plan on remaining a CEO, or do you plan on maybe taking it a step up the chain, as it were?
I plan on remaining a CO. I don't plan on going anywhere because I think that first and foremost my duty is to the players on my sim.
Right.
And those players who are wishing to just have a good experience in Obsidian Fleet.
Right.
I think that if I was offered any sort of position up the chain, that I would accept it, but I don't see myself actually like going out and applying for it.
You know, so you don't, not any of the like the directorships that have come available or any of the.
You know, I've applied for maybe one or two of those, and it just seems like I don't have the things what they're looking for. So,
right.
You know, NG and I were talking about this way back our first podcast, and you know, if I was asked, I would do it. But I just wish to sim with the players and to have a good experience with them. To be honest. So, you know, the short answer to your question is I will remain a CO, but. The only way I would go up the chain, so to speak, is if I was offered anything.
Okay. All right.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Cool. Anything else today?
No, that answered my question.
Cool. Well, I mean, you know, if you do have any other questions or anything like that, we'd love to get you back on the show.
Not a problem.
I know I enjoy doing this, and it just makes for a really fun experience to hear the voices behind the actual players. I think that's an important thing to get sometimes that we just don't get out of simming all that often.
And well, and it's hard to understand. You know, a sentence on a web page. It's just like, you know, go back to the various forums. You know, somebody can type something out, but without hearing a voice, you lose the. It's open to interpretation. And they could type one thing and mean something completely else.
Of course. So, you know. Thank you very much, Captain Denal, for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. And, you know, live long and prosper, as they say.
Kapla.
All right, we'll be right back after this short break. All right, thanks for coming on the show today. We really appreciate it. As always, you want to get on the show or you have anything you want to get on the show, you're a CO and you want to get out a little message to your players or whatever, give us a yell. You know, give us a shout. Email us, tg21c@obsidianfleet.net. It's not that hard to type into your email account. I know you guys use it, your email account, all day, every day. So there's no real reason to stiff me on emails, guys. Come on. I really enjoy hearing from you, and I want this podcast to be yours. So get your stuff into me, tg21c@obsidianfleet.net, and if you're lucky, you might get a reply from it. So what's in Will's mailbox today? We're coming down. I got an email from our personal liaison officer for Task Force 21. His name's Jeremy, and he's going to come on the show in the next couple weeks, and he's going to tell us exactly what a PLO does. I mean, isn't it all just advertising and smiling for the camera? I don't know, but that's in Will's mailbox today. Yeah, guys, I really enjoy hearing from you. It's the only way I know you guys are listening to the podcast. tg21c@obsidianfleet.net. If anything, just send me a little note and saying, hey, I really enjoy your podcast, or hey, I think you should do this. We're always open to criticism. We love you guys, and we want you to feel at home here. Yeah, feel at home. That's a really, really good thing. Also, I found this one. Haha. Okay, so what's a Will's mailbox again? Our guest from the show a couple weeks ago, Remy, wrote in. He's like, you know, you said you wanted someone to announce you before the show, and I vote for British announcer. Not saying you should be totally British, LOL. Well, thank you very much, Remy, we appreciate that, and you know what, if you think you have a really good voice, then come talk to me, we'll see what you can, we'll see what you can do. Maybe you might even find yourself on air announcing me, and I can't think of anything better than that. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that, I'm going to send you away today, mainly because this is my sixth day in a row that I've worked, and I'm extremely tired. So, oh, wait, before I go, let's get the Sims of the Week. Yes, it did say Sims. All of those Sims that are open in Task Force 21. We have the USS Bismarck, the USS Cerberus, and the USS Calypso. They are all open for command. I promise I am a really nice task group commanding officer, and I won't be too hard on your application. So, apply for them. You know, we talked about it on air. We keep on talking about it. We want you to be in the center seat if you're not already. And, you know, we enjoy having this new blood come in because it makes us old people who've been doing this a while feel like, oh, they have a really good idea. Maybe we should ask them if we can use it or not. So we really enjoy it when new COs come aboard. So get with it. Don't hesitate. Send in your application today. The USS Bismarck, the USS Cerberus, and the Calypso are all open, ready, waiting for a CO. So those are our Sims of the Week, and just get them in. We'll look at your application, and we'll decide on it. Once again, get me your emails, tg21c@obsidianfleet.net. We hope to also have the Triad on here really shortly, so if you're a member of the Triad and you're listening to this, you should come on the show because we love you. Like I said, we get Triad on the show, we'll livecast it, we'll make it recorded, and we'll make sure that everybody gets a chance to opine on what they want to talk to the Triad about. So, make sure you get those emails into Triad, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for sticking around. We'll see you next week on the Task Force 21 podcast. Task Force 21 podcast is a 2010 copyrighted production of Triple Helix Media. All rights are reserved. No portion of this may be copied or retransmitted in any form without my written consent. The music for this podcast was provided by partners in Rhyme.com.